I am Marlena Connolly, and this piece is entitled Drowning in Our City's Blood.
It's funny how nobody wants to do the work, yet everybody wants a title. Politicians love us when they're running, get elected, then they're quiet. We're suffering in the hood, but yet our politicians are silent. All we hear is gunshots, police sirens, middle of the night and tragedy, violence. Another life born, another young man dying. Another body laid out in the streets, lifeless. Another life gone before he even experienced what life is. Couple baby mamas never knew what a wife is. Racking up the sex fist, not caring what the price is. To you, that may be trifling, but to them, it's priceless. I know the blind can't leave the blind, but what do you do when the whole neighborhood is sightless? Been doing wrong so long that they can't tell you what right is, and they don't know what the way, the truth, the life is, because they don't know who Jesus Christ is. Come home from jail, everybody's excited. Come home from school, and you barely get acknowledged. And they'll visit you in jail before they visit you in college. They're being rejected for having college credits, but yet you get street credit for leaving somebody lifeless. We're living in a war zone, fighting for our life here. Every day's a struggle, but every day we're fighting. And the school district is afraid to really equip us with knowledge. But will we run anyway? Are we comfortable how life is? Hide the truth in a book, they say we'll never find it. That's true, because the truth is the word of God, and we don't even open our Bibles. Understand that the enemy doesn't want us to win. That's why he's stealing our identity and killing our kids, destroying our community. That's John 10:10. But I can't forget the rest of the verse, because that's the most important. And it tells us how Jesus came to give us life and life more abundant. Chapter 8, verse 31 of Romans says, if God is on our side, then who can be against? So when are we going to stop playing games and trust him? See, the harvest is great, yet the laborers are few. There are souls to be saved. That's Luke 10:2. We got a God in the streets. Take it to the hood. Luke 10:3, be the sheep amongst wolves. And we can't listen when they tell us we can't make it, because we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that we should bring forth the praises of the Most High God, who has brought us out the darkness into his marvelous light. But those aren't my words. Those are the words of my God. And you can find it in your Bible, 1 Peter 2:9.